If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
This is WGN Radio's Your Hometown. Today, we're heading south of the loop to the village of Lansing, where hometown pride runs deep. The people are welcoming, and the hidden gems are worth discovering. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities. Here's Lisa.
Maybe you haven't been to Lansing with the exception of a visit to the Ford Hangar, maybe a wedding, maybe an event. It is well known, and Ken Reynolds is joining us. He's the director of venues at the Ford Hangar. This was actually purchased. The land was purchased, and this was built for Henry Ford back in the day, right, Ken?
Yes, Lisa. First of all, thank you for having me on. We are actually coming up on the 100th anniversary of the Ford Hangar. The work began in June of 1926. So we are looking forward to celebrating 100 years next year.
Until I read the history of the Ford Hangar in Lansing, I didn't know that, I guess maybe I should have, but I did not know that Henry Ford made planes as well as vehicles.
He did indeed. Yes, he was known for his trimotor planes. And you know, when he purchased the land back in 1923, his whole design was to store trimotor planes there. And so he did for approximately, ended up being about 6 to 7 years before in 1932. And some of it had to do with the stock market situation and so forth. So we always kind of kid that the, if it was called any other name, I don't know if it would be as well known, but being known as the Henry Ford Hangar certainly gives it a lot of famous qualities.
Absolutely. And when I went to your website, the wedding pictures are great. What a beautiful place to have a wedding celebration.
Yes, we've actually, since really 2017, we've been working with the FAA to free up the ability to use it as a destination type venue. And so weddings have been one of the primary things we've had over the last several years. We've had four of them, including one just this past Memorial Day weekend. And it's with society's push now, as you know, a lot of people want to get married in unique places. They want to, nobody wants to be in the old common hall anymore. So this has that really unique feel and a real cool feel of, the historic, the old brick and that type of stuff. And obviously the architecture of the building is very unique, certainly with its windows and its natural lighting. And then when it's complemented, when people bring in their own lighting and everything else to set it up, it really creates a really cool blend of new and history at the same time.
And does the hangar, is it used as a hangar for the storage of any vintage planes?
Has not. It stopped acting as a hangar in 2011, and when the focus shifted to preservation purposes. So there are 100 hangars at our Lansing Airport, but this particular, the Ford hangar, is now preserved. It joined the National Register of Historic Places in 1985, and so, which is a really unique, took a lot of hard work by several people within our village back in that time to get it done. And so that uniqueness of being on that list means that everything we do has to be approved to make. I kind of compare it to Soldier Field. When Soldier Field went through the renovation, you had modern kind of mixing in with the historic, and that's really where the Ford Hangar is at as we continue to make renovations to it, but also preserving that unique history that Henry Ford and Albert Kahn, the architect, created.
You have a unique history because one of the previous guests, we feature people from Lansing throughout the day on our Your Hometown series, and Ken Reynolds is from Lansing. It is my understanding someone leaked that you were the high school coach for Curtis Granderson Jr., the Grandy Man. Is that true?
That is true. I was the assistant varsity head coach during that time. And when Curtis graduated in 1999, I was a head coach at TF South after he left, but I was on the varsity staff during Curtis's time there. And as you know, if you've interviewed him, Lisa, or if you've met him, there is not a finer human being on the planet. I've always told people that as good a player as he was, and obviously he was a major league star player, he's even a better human being. And what he's done for charities, what he's done for his current CBEA, his Chicago Baseball Educational Academy, and working with focusing on inner city youth and getting them the experience to see ballparks and see what colleges and schools are about. There is literally nobody better on this planet to do that than him.
If you aren't familiar with Curtis Granderson Jr., he played for the Tigers, the Yankees, the Mets, the Dodgers, the Blue Jays, the Brewers, the Marlins, and what he's done after his baseball career, like you just mentioned, Ken, is absolutely amazing. Does he still reside in the Lansing area?
He is in the Chicagoland area. Okay. He's in Chicago. I still give him crap because of all those teams you've mentioned. He never got my beloved Cubs on his back of his baseball card. So
right.
He knows
right.
that's something I will never let him live down. And when he was with some of the other teams doing damage to my Cubs, it hurt. It stings. But I'll get over it, Lisa. I promise I'll get over
it. Hey, this might be our year, Ken. This is a pretty good year so far for the Cubs, wouldn't you say?
You know what? My family are diehard Cub fans. We are season ticket holders, and we share them with a couple other dear families. And we're hoping. We're hoping. 2016 was magic, and I wouldn't be nice 9 years later to do it again.
Oh, wouldn't it, though? So nice to meet you. You represent Lansing and the Ford Hangar so well. We appreciate you joining us today.
It's my pleasure. And again, thank you to WGN for this whole campaign. Village of Lansing really, really appreciates it.
Oh, wonderful. It's always fun just to get to know people. That's Ken Reynolds, Director of Venues at the Ford Hangar in Lansing. You'll hear guests throughout the day representing the Village of Lansing.